Welcome to the List Building Training Session. Today we're going to hear from Ian Herkelson, who is the guy that owns and runs thegurumarketer.com, and he's a master list builder. Now Ian is going to share with us his expertise and show us exactly how to build your own targeted opt-in list. I'm going to be your host for this session. My name's Terry Telford from thebusinessprofessional.com, and I'd like to start off by saying thanks very much for being with us today, Ian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Let's take a look at you from a personal aspect first off. What's your background?
In internet marketing, my background is just I kind of stumbled on or into internet marketing when I was about 20 years old. I bought my first computer, and I was going to university at the time. And when I started getting on the internet, I quickly realized that probably a lot of people were going to make money with it. And I guess I just did a search on one of the search engines for make money, and just so much information came up that I was pretty much involved into it right away with it. But it did take, I would say, probably 3 to 4 years before I started making any income. So it's been a pretty long road.
Right. So what's happened then in between there in the 4 years that it's taken you to make money? What kind of steps have happened for you?
Mostly it's just conquering the big learning curve. A lot of people know that when they first get on the internet, I mean, it's just a ton of information, and everybody knows that when you go on to search for one thing, you somehow you end up finding something completely different, and conquering that learning curve was probably the hardest thing I had to do, and staying focused on what it was that I wanted to do. I started out by joining pay-per-click programs where I would advertise other people's banners on my website, and you know, every time someone clicked on the banner, I'd make, you know, a penny or 3 pennies or whatever. And my grand idea was that I was going to, you know, get a website that had 1 million visitors a day, and I would just, all those pennies would just add up to make me rich. And I think the biggest check I ever made was just over $1, and it was probably from me clicking on my own banners. And so it just didn't really work out, and I moved on to selling virtual hosting for a company, and that was a steep learning curve as well. I didn't ever sell anything, but I just slowly started learning about the process of selling on the internet and advertising and getting my name out there, and even, like, you know, more advanced strategies like tracking my ads and stuff like that. And it really took a long, long time until after about 2 years of really not making any money. But I had learned, you know, basic principles. I kind of wrote out my own manual of how to start, like the basics of how to start an internet marketing business. And I sold it for myself for $19.95, and that was my first real success, because I did sell probably about 1,000 copies of that manual over a year. And ever since then, I that's how I started The Guru Marketer. I started the newsletter along with that book, and it's just been a lot better ever since. Like, once I started learning the process of selling my own stuff, it made selling other people's stuff a lot easier.
Excellent. So how do you go about selling that book?
Actually, that book, the way that I first started selling it was to use instant messaging software. At the time, it was ICQ that I was on, and I just had a whole list of people that I was in contact with from all the business that I was trying to do, and I actually made pretty good friends with quite a few of them, just because we did stay in contact and share information and things like that. So when I finally went to, you know, release my product out, they were the first people I turned to, as I told everybody on my my ICQ list that I had this new manual that I was releasing for $20, and that they should go buy it. And I also used ClickBank in their very, very early stages to sell my book and start an affiliate program. So once I had the first people in, I told them, you know, if you guys tell your people as well about my manual, I'll pay you half for it. And so I started my own little affiliate program that way, and it really, really took off really, really fast for me. So I would say partially it was a little bit of luck, just that the people I had on my list were also good marketers themselves, so I actually made quite a bit of money that way. It's just a little bit of luck and a little bit of work.
So somewhat building of the relationships as well, eh?
Definitely, that was a huge, huge part of it, is that a lot of the people that I got involved with, I did do a lot of relationship building with them, you know, like sharing information and whatnot, sharing tips and stuff that worked, and that really, really, really did help, because when I released that program, they were the first people that I turned to, and because they knew me and I knew them and we had a good relationship, they had no problems about going out and advertising my stuff for me. So it was kind of a free form of advertising for myself.
Excellent. Is this a book that's still available?
No, it's long gone now. It was a membership website, actually, that was called Carlson's Elite Training Center, or CETC. And it's been taken down and replaced, and it's sort of evolved actually into the Guru Marketer newsletter, which is the website that I run now.
Cool. So what kind of, after that happened, you had the success with the ebook. What was the next step?
Rebuilding my business, because what happened was when I made my big check from ClickBank, I remember getting a check of about $5,000. I actually took off to Mexico. I paid for myself and a friend to go down to Mexico, and that was pretty much at the peak of the business. The sales were coming in like mad, and everything was happening really, really crazy. But I took off to Mexico, and all the support emails that were coming in and while I was gone were sort of piling up, and then ClickBank had made some, they were new too at the time, and they were making policy changes all the time, and they made a pretty big policy change about the advertising that I was doing while I was gone, and basically they had to shut me down while I was gone, so that pretty much destroyed my business.
Ouch.
And to recover, basically what I did was I moved right away into affiliate marketing, selling other people's products, and using, you know, the small list that I've done, I think I had a list of maybe like 3,000 or 4,000 people,
uh-huh,
names that I started collecting, I moved into running my own e-zine and selling advertising space and starting to sell affiliate products and whatnot. So ever since then, there's never been one type of business that I've been doing. It's always been an involvement of what I've learned on last time. So I guess that's where I started learning about, you know, building an opt-in list and selling products to it, or selling advertising space and profiting from the list.
Excellent. So what kind of difficulties, other than running into ClickBank shutting you down, what other kind of difficulties have you experienced?
All kinds, all the time. Like, I mean, there's always something. The big one is that, and I'm sure that a lot of people have heard about, is when I had the Guru Marketer list built up to, it was just over 18,000 double opt-in subscribers. Or no, it was single opt-in at the time. I lost my list. The host that I was on had some sort of server crash problem. They took the websites down, and they actually had to take the server to the physical server to a data recovery specialist to see if they could get the information off the computer. But they weren't able to do that, and I myself didn't have a backup, which was really just a stupid, stupid mistake on my own part. I lost the whole list of 18,000 subscribers, so I was basically back to ground zero from that point on. So that's been probably the biggest setback in my business. But there, I mean, along the road, there's always been setbacks. There's always been problems. You just got to really learn how to recover from them.
Roll with the punches.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect. How did you end up developing a new list then? You start right back from the beginning. I mean, you've developed a list of 18,000, and then that's gone. You got to start right at the beginning. Where do you start?
Well, luckily, a lot of people that were on my list were pretty happy with the information and the items that I was sending them. So a lot of people, when they knew that the list was gone, they started emailing me saying what happened, and they just ended up, you know, coming back to find me. But also, I also had a website at the time called thebigezinedirectory.com. Actually, I still have that.
Uh-huh.
And it was just... it's very much like the directory of e-zines from Ruth Townsend ran it at the time. It's just a listing of all the e-zines on the internet that sell advertising. And I was selling memberships into that, and I figured my list is more important to me than selling, you know, memberships into the big e-zine directory. I need a list. So what I did is I said, I kind of started advertising out to everybody that I would give away 1 year free memberships into the big e-zine directory if people would sign on to my the Guru Marketer list, and I kind of told the story of how I lost the list, and I went into a few forums and I posted the offer that I had, and I also told publishers if they wanted to give their subscribers one free year into my e-zine directory, that all they'd have to do is send people over to, you know, my sign-up page, and that just exploded. Like, people took me up on that offer and like crazy, and I think I built my list back up within the first month. I think I had over 2,000 subscribers back, and that offer still even runs today because it was something that ran so well. And now I have my list fully back, like my list back to over 18,000. But that's, I guess, the step where I learned about the power of free giveaways.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So is this your sole source of income then from the Guru Marketer?
Pretty much, I would say it's the biggest chunk is from the Guru Marketer, or I have a program that's pretty brand new, that's called Smart Subscriber, that runs with the Guru Marketer. Those two in combination probably make me 80 to 90% of my income, and that's where I do all my advertising for my affiliate programs. So, yeah, it's pretty much the base of where I make my income from.
You mentioned Smart Subscriber. What's that?
It's a new twist. I, as a publisher, run my e-zine, and I make a good chunk of change at it. So what I thought about, I'm always trying to help people to make their own money on the internet, and I thought about how I work my e-zine, and I was thinking of a way that I could, you know, have them use my e-zine in a sort of way to make money. And what I came up with is I figured if I advertise other people's affiliate links to the people they refer to my e-zine, that they would, you know, make the income that I was making. So if they referred 18,000 people, their income level realistically should be the exact same as mine, because I'm going to use all their affiliate links. So I created a Smart Subscriber, which is, it's basically the paid version of the Guru Marketer newsletter. But what happens when you become a paid member is you can go into your own members area, and all the affiliate programs that I advertise, you can put in your affiliate ID, and the newsletter, when it goes out to the people that you referred, has your affiliate links in it so that you make the commissions instead of me.
Oh, wow. So it's actually building your list while making sales for somebody else as well.
Yeah, and that's the kind of one drawback to it, is that it doesn't build your list. It's still building my list, but really what you're doing as a member of Smart Subscribe is you're just leveraging my success. You're leveraging my name, you know, the name of my e-zine, my writing skills, and everything like that. So it's more for people who are starting out in internet marketing than for people who already know what they're doing, just because most people who know what they're doing would rather be building their own list. Of course, it makes a lot more sense to have your own list. But it does give people that are just starting out a really good shot at making, you know, a more steady income by leveraging all the things that I've already learned and leveraging all the work that I already do.
Really a hands-free paycheck.
Pretty much.
You don't have to really worry about writing their own e-zine and such.
Yeah, I'm doing everything for you. I'm writing the e-zine, you know, I'm writing all the new issues. I'm out there finding the new programs to advertise, and I have a lot of relationships with a lot of the bigger marketers out there, like Yannick Silver and, you know, all these guys, and you and Chia, and all these great guys that have all these great products that come out. They're always sending me the heads up about when they're letting out their newest products. So, you know, I tell people ahead of time, I'm going to be advertising this product. Go join the affiliate program and give me your affiliate link. And then when I send it out, you know, your referrals are going to be one of the first people to hear about it. So you get a kind of an early chance at that early paycheck. So really all that is required for the work of the Smart Subscriber is just to join up for the affiliate programs and keep watching for the new ones that are coming out, and join up. And also refer people as well, but I give them tools to do that as well.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
So what kind of an income then are you generating with this?
Well, this is another funny story, because at first, when I first released Smart Subscriber, I was using paysystems.com, and I don't know if you know about the crash that happened with them.
Yep,
pretty much yanked my credit card processing capabilities. But I was making probably about $8,000 a month with Smart Subscriber. And then when I lost my pay systems credit card processing, it put me back to ground zero, because I had to go out and reprogram my whole site to run with a different merchant processor and stuff and all that. But so in the last 3 months, I've probably built it up to about $1,000 a month again.
Right. So who do you have as a payment subscriber now? Processor.
Yeah, I kind of learned from the lesson with pay systems not to just have one. So now I have three available options for people to pay with. I use two checkout for credit cards. I use PayPal as well, because that's a lot of people are involved with PayPal. And I also just use StormPay, just because PayPal doesn't accept certain countries that StormPay does.
Right.
So I'm trying to cover as many possible situations as I can by using those three available payment methods.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So if you include Smart Subscriber plus the Guru Marketer and the other affiliate programs that you're marketing, what would your income be on a monthly basis?
It fluctuates quite a bit, because sometimes I'll run pretty successful promotions and sometimes I won't. But I mean, I can. My lowest month of income probably right now is probably around $3,000 a month, and my highest month of income, I've had months where I've made $20,000. So it really, really fluctuates. But on average, I would say it's probably around $3,000 to $4,000.
That's not a bad chunk of change.
No, and the other thing is I don't do this full time. Like I'm not getting up at 8 a.m. and, you know, getting to the grind and working. I I do the internet marketing thing because it gives me the time and the money to actually do the things in life that I really, really love. So, like, you know, I'm very into sports. I curl competitively, and I know I've done that bike trip that a lot of people know about. And I'm in a band, you know, so I don't do it full-time. I'm sure I can make a lot more money if I wanted to, but I just want to have my time and my freedom, and that's the most important thing to me.
That's beautiful. How many hours a day would you say that you're working on average?
Once again, it does fluctuate if I'm on a project or not, but typically probably only 1 to 2 hours a day. Like, I don't really work that much. I do a lot of, you know, answering support emails and stuff like that during the day. But if I'm starting a new project or I'm researching things or putting together a joint venture or whatever, I'll probably up it. And I will work, you know, up to 6-7 hours a day on those types of occasions. But normally it's 1 or 2 hours a day, and then I go out and I do everything, because I do fill my life with a lot of other activities other than work.
That's great, though. That's a wonderful lifestyle.
Yeah, I really enjoy it, and it's something that I think that if I didn't have, you know, I feel very, very lucky that I came around at a time, you know, the internet was just growing and still is just growing, and luckily I kind of caught a wave, and I'm still riding it, and I'm going to try and make that happen as long as possible.
That's great. If we get back to the list building side of things,
sure.
What are some of the different ways that we could go about building a list?
There's probably a whole bunch of different ways, and there's probably a whole bunch of people that'll teach a bunch of different ways. But what works best for me, I've found, is really to give away, to trade something of value for an email address. Like, for instance, you know, I'll give you this ebook if you subscribe to my newsletter or this e-course or even, you know, I gave away 1 month membership into the eZine directory. But what I found in doing that is, and a lot of people do use that method, the free giveaway method, a lot of people are giving away the same things that are being given away elsewhere, or, you know, they're giving away, you know, just whatever, like cheap e-books or whatever. I find for myself, the better quality thing that you give away, you know, the happier people are with you, and the longer they stay on your list, the more receptive they are. And it's just a much better thing. It doesn't cost me anything more to give away, you know, 1 million copies of a great report than it does to give away 1 million copies of a crappy report.
Right.
So why not just give them something of value right off the bat, start off the relationship on a really, really good foot? And I find that the free giveaway method works really, really well, because everybody out there wants something for free. And so I give away, right now I'm giving away the one-year eZine directory for free, or I have a new e-course that I wrote called Affiliate Marketing 101, which is basically, it's an 8-part course that teaches how I do affiliate marketing on the internet to make money and how it works in general. It's very, very basic. It's more targeted for a beginner, but it is a really great course. Other things I wrote a book called The Opt-In Strategy, which is a free ebook. It's a 52-page ebook on, basically it tells the story of how I lost my list at the Guru Marketer and how I recovered to 2,000 subscribers in the first month, and I still managed to make $1,500 profit. So I really, really try and give away high quality, you know, good information products and in exchange for free, and that's how I build my list.
That's excellent. Now, what if I've got everything together, then I've got a good free product to give away, I've got a place for people to sign up, how do I get people to my website?
That part is the most difficult part, I find in internet marketing, is the advertising, because you can join any affiliate program. It's easy. You know, you can have all these pay plans and you can read about everything. But the hardest part is driving traffic to your website. And there's a bunch of different ways to do that now. You know, there's like Google AdWords, where you can go pay per click. Like, I won't get into Google AdWords too much. I'm no pro at that. But basically, you can buy traffic from, like, think places like Google or Overture, that's pay-per-click traffic. You could do the old thing that I did. If you're more into free methods of getting traffic, you can place classified ads or build relationships with people, you know, over chat rooms or forums. There's a lot of bulletin board forums out there that you can go build relationships with. I guess it really depends. If you want to spend money on building traffic, you can buy traffic and you can buy good traffic. But if you want to do it for free, it's going to be a little slower, but it's still available. It's still a way that you can build traffic. eZine ads, cheap eZine ads, cheap classified ads, things like that. But really, I'm not even that much of an expert on advertising myself, just because I've gotten lucky. I've done everything affiliate-based, and once you have an opt-in list, you don't really have to advertise too much anymore, because you have that base of clients that you can advertise to and tell them to go advertise for you. So it's a tough thing to do advertising, but it's definitely possible, free or paid, but it's something that you have to really read up on and find people, I think, that know what they're doing and listen to them. I'm not really, I don't think, the person to talk about how to advertise things properly.
Okay. Do you have any places that you found that when you did advertise that you found were successful for you?
Yeah, solo ad advertising, and it was kind of a boom that happened, I would say, within, you know, like maybe 1 to 2 years ago, that it was doing really, really well, where you could purchase, you know, an exclusive advertisement that went out to an e-zine list of however many people, and it was the only thing that went out, and I always had pretty good success with that. I always had pretty good success with that.
Uh-huh.
After I found out which e-zines were good to advertise in, or, you know what I mean, because there was a lot of duds out there. Of course, I'd go pay my money and run the ad, and you know, it would fail. So I always found that a really great way to start is solo ads, because you can start cheap. You can, you know, pay $20 to run an ad to, you know, 5,000 people, and just start learning slowly. So solo ads worked really, really well for me.
Excellent. Do you have any e-zines that are still working now that you know of?
Yeah, I have a list of my top 14 places to advertise. I don't know the names of them. I usually access the list, but that's part of if you join Smart Subscriber, I give that list out as well to people that don't know how to advertise.
Okay.
And it's the top 14 places, the circulation of the e-zine, meaning how many people are on the list, and the price that it costs to run an ad with them.
Excellent. So where would we go to subscribe to Smart Subscriber?
You can actually just go right to the website, go to thegurumarketer.com, and it'll pop up in the background. Or if you want to directly access that webpage, you can just type in smart.thegurumarketer.com, and it'll take you right there.
Okay, excellent. So how many lists are you running now?
I'm actively running two e-zine lists. I'm running thegurumarketer.com, which is my main list. And the other list that I'm actively running is called theoptinstrategy.com, which I mentioned earlier is the ebook that I give away for free, telling the story of how I lost my e-zine list and then how I built it back and was able to make money to do that. So I run two lists actively, and those are the two. And then I also have another list that I haven't even mailed a thing to yet. I did a Christmas joint venture proposal called 117christmasgifts.com,
uh-huh.
And that's another list that I built over 14 days during Christmas, and I haven't advertised or even sent anything to that list yet, just because I'm waiting. In about three months, I'm going to do another joint venture, so I'm just waiting for that to send them a notice about that.
Excellent. How many people are sitting there?
There's 26,000 people on that list.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a hugely successful promotion.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's really good. So have you ever purchased leads?
Yeah, this is a funny subject, because there's so many different types of leads that you can purchase. You know, like you can purchase leads and upload them into your autoresponder, and I've done that, and I think by far that's the worst way to go, no matter who you purchase from. And the reason I think it's the worst way to go is just because when you purchase a lead, they didn't ask to be on your website. You don't know where that lead came from. You basically don't know anything about that lead, and chances are they don't know anything about you. So when you go to send them anything, I mean, you have to break down all kinds of walls, and they have their guard up against, you know, spam and all the junk mail that they receive. And it's a lot of work to get any sort of relationship built with those email leads. So buying leads, for me, I've done it, and I've had nothing but trouble with it and wasted a bunch of money. There's subscription services where you can pay to have leads sign up to your newsletter. And once again, there's things to look out for there. The way that works is the lead company will have, you know, you'll give them a little blurb about what you want to sign up for, like, say, and for instance, affiliate marketing 101 e-course, free 8-part e-course to teach affiliate marketing, and they'll host that on a whole bunch of different pages, and people will visit one of the pages and sign up with their name and email address. But if they have a lot of companies will already have your e-zine checked off, so in order not to subscribe to your e-zine, they have to uncheck the box.
Right, okay.
And a lot of companies will sell leads like that, and it's basically the same problem as purchasing leads. They didn't want it. They didn't uncheck the box, so it's a lower quality lead. So there's the last type is the type that I have had success with. It's leadfactory.com. It's Marty Foley, I think, that is a partnership with two other guys, David Baroff and Serena. I don't know the last name. But what they do is they take the same principle, advertise whatever short little blurb you want for whatever course you're giving away, and then people actually have to check the box to say that they want your e-sign. So they really, in essence, they are opting into an e-sign. They know what they're getting into. They're asking to be subscribed to your list. You know, they know it's your list. So when they get their emails from you, they know that they were supposed to. Like, they asked for it. So those have been the best leads that I bought, and probably that's the only way I would ever purchase leads in the future is in that method. So leadfactory.com is, I highly recommend it, actually. It's pretty good.
And what would be the cost for something like that?
They go pretty cheap, actually. They can do leads as cheap as, I think, if I remember correctly, 20 cents per lead, depending on how you buy them, and of course depending on how many you make an order for. They range in price. I think 50 cents per lead is the most expensive, and I think they go down to 20 some cents per lead if you order more.
So the leads, that would be 20 cents each, for example.
Yeah.
Have you been able to track those and see how they pan out as far as, are those people actually buying products from you?
Nope, but that's a great idea. No, I haven't been able to track on what they're buying and whatnot. Just I can't think of a way that I could actually track that right now. But it's definitely something that I would look into.
Right.
Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. Just curious to see if they actually pan out into the leads that actually purchase things, or if they end up being people that just like to read a lot.
I can't say 100% certain, but I am able to track like whether they, you know, if they're getting all the way through my course, like it's an 8-part e-course, you know, or if they're only, you know, getting the first couple of pages and not reading it, and it seems that like, most leads that sign up for the course are taking the whole course, and I am getting a lot of really the course is set up to sell Smart Subscriber.
Uh-huh.
And I am noticing a huge increase in the number of people that are taking free trials of Smart Subscriber, because that's how I have it set up. I have it set up so that each person that joins gets a free month before they even, you know, have to join or pay or anything like that. They get to use it for a month. And I am noticing quite an increase in free trials in Smart Subscriber. So I would probably have to attribute that to the people that are going out and buying leads from Lead Factory and putting them into my affiliate marketing course.
Excellent. Now, what about all the spam filters and things that are out there now? How do you actually know that your email is getting through to the people on your list?
Well, I cover things from a couple ends. When people subscribe to my e-sign, I only use double opt-in, first of all. So when someone first subscribes to anything on any of my lists, the next page that they're taken to is a page that kind of gives out a little bit of information about spam filters and emails, you know, going lost and being misplaced or whatnot. So it basically it says, you know, it tells them to check their spam folders, like in Yahoo and Hotmail. I know they have a lot of spam folders things. It tells them to check their spam folders, you know, to whitelist thegurumarketer.com, which is the domain I send email from. It basically gives them information on how to make sure they receive my email. And once they do receive it, they, you know, they click on the confirmation link and they're double confirmed. So from that end, that's how I cover it. From my own end, I've been trying out a new service from AWeber called DeliveryMonitor.com.
Uh-huh.
And what they do is they give you 116 email addresses that you can upload into your autoresponder.
Right.
And then start sending out emails, and they monitor whether from the 16 major ISPs, whether those emails are being delivered or not. And if they're not being delivered, they give you a reason why, you know, either it's reported as spam or it goes into the spam folder or it just didn't arrive. It tells you that. And it gives you an overall percentage of what emails are being delivered. And I'm running at about 80% deliverability right now with, you know, and it tells me all the reasons that the emails that aren't being delivered so that I can, you know, fix whatever it is, whether it be, you know, I have a high spam score with my messages, or, you know, maybe I have, you know, some triggers that are sending it off or whatever. I can monitor why my emails aren't being delivered and try and slowly correct the problem.
That's excellent. Is it a service that you get through AWeber, or is it something that's totally separate?
It's actually, I was looking at the AWeber website, just to look at their autoresponder, because I heard that AWeber has a really great deliverability. Like, they get a lot of their emails delivered because they maintain really, really good relationships with other ISPs like Hotmail and Yahoo and AOL and CompuServe. Like, they really work on maintaining their good relationships.
Uh-huh.
And I found during reading their sales page how they do it, and they had a link to deliverymonitor.com, and I followed the link and read what it does, and so I kind of just stumbled upon it, and I'm glad I did. It's a really great service.
That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
So are you building other lists as well in addition to email lists? Are you doing postal lists and that type of thing?
No, not really. I think that the Internet, at the speed at which it moves and the ease of once you get to know what you're doing, how easy it is, I like sticking with that, you know, so I don't really build postal mail lists or anything like that. I don't really have even any knowledge of that sort of thing. I really stick to the computer and the email lists and the Internet.
All right. So what would it cost then, realistically, to build the list that you have now for the Guru Marketer? Just as if I was going to start building today and I think, okay, maybe in a couple of years I'm going to have a list like you of 16,000 people, what would I kind of expect the cost to be?
If you're starting out right from scratch, like if you don't have anything, if you just, you know, you just bought your computer and you go on the Internet and you want to make money,
mm-hmm.
There's certain tools that you should have, like a website. You really should have a host and a website, and that can cost anywhere from, you know, $5 to $25 a month. I'd recommend getting a good website. I use Third Sphere Hosting now for all my websites, and I just love what they do. And some people would say that $25 a month for a website is expensive, but for the peace of mind that it gives me, you know, with the daily backups that they have and plus all the other features, it's a really good investment, I think. So there's $25 a month for that.